a disappointing Derby game, but a typical Derby game all the same, I suppose. It maybe swung their way late in the first half.
It was a hard Derby game, Francie, obviously, and Donegal, full credit to them in the second half. They came at us in waves, struggled a bit to deal with it, and you know, they came good towards the end of the first half. We suffered a bad injury with Paulie McNulty, so we're just hoping that Paulie's okay, and we'll be looking at that as first priority. And you know,
shoulder or arm?
Looks like an arm, upper arm, but we're going to head up to Letterkenny and see what the news is here. You know, it was just unfortunate, a ball that the two men were committed to, and poor Potty suffered a bad injury.
Things were looking good, Fergal, at half time. You were attacking well.
Yeah, we looked to have good shape, we're attacking well, we're using the overlap, we're using our men, we go in good order, and then the goal kind of redeemed Donegal's position a bit just before half time, and then it got a bit difficult. But again, we're in a possession world, and possession up the field into the breeze seemed to work tonight for both teams. So, well, yeah, you think you have a natural advantage with the breeze, but so, you know, sometimes it doesn't work that way in this possession world that we live in. So, and then the shooting's never easy on either side, just the way the wind has been so relevant this past couple of weeks to all games, and it was irrelevant there again tonight. So shooting was never easy on either end of the field, but anyway, Donegal came out the victors, and that's that. We just have to deal with it.
Some of the decision making in the final third, Fergal, in that second half, maybe just wasn't up to what we came to expect last year.
Yeah, exactly. We just didn't nail it on when we got down there, and there was a few random shots, and certainly in the first half our composure looked very good, so it's very hard to just describe how that happens to you, but it happened there tonight, and we're just going to have to pick up the pieces now and get back on the training field on Tuesday night and start again.
These two home games are crucial, aren't they, Fergal, especially when you have the spectre of Kerry looming away in the final game.
Yeah, no, very important two home games. You saw the benefit of it here tonight. These guys have held their record intact, you know, the Ballybuffet is not an easy place to come to, and we've got to make home of that way too.
The criticism Donegal got, obviously, after the Kerry match, Fergal, sort of a similar scenario maybe what we faced ourselves after Kerry away last year. You expected that sort of reaction from them?
Stung them into life by the looks of it, you know, and that's always the danger when you play a team off a performance like that, and we got their wrong side tonight, and especially in that second half they looked very focused and very strong and strong runners, and we just didn't deal with it, and that's life.
They got a few overloads on the left side on you, Fergal, didn't they?
Aye, they did, out that far side from us.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to explain, and the goal came off a bit of a, you know, down the right side in the first half, a 1-2 and men getting caught or checked or whatever. But listen, hey, that's it. Goals win matches, and Donegal ended up with 2 tonight. Thought they were going to end up with 1, but beating 2 on a windy night like that is never easy.